This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian authorities rushed drinking water to the southern part of the country Wednesday to help thousands of people left stranded or fleeing the region on a day after the rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. President Volodymyr Zelensky said hundreds of thousands of people were without normal access to drinking water. In what he called an address to the world, Zelensky released a video Wednesday in which he once again accused Russia of destroying the dam, calling it ecocide because of the environmental damage it has done.
The destruction of the dam and the reservoir is a man-made strike on the environment, after which nature will have to recover for decades.
Zelensky said the flood zone beyond the dam includes areas where more than 100,000 people lived before the war, and at least tens of thousands of people remain. The Kakhovka Reservoir provided drinking water to a huge part of Ukraine's cities and villages, with hundreds of thousands of people. It also supplied water to farmers for agricultural production in the south and center of Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities said more than 17,000 people were being evacuated from the areas, with about 40 towns and villages flooded in areas under Ukrainian control. More than 900 people were evacuated from areas occupied by Russia. Russia has since Ukraine destroyed the dam to take attention away from what it called its faltering offensive. Meanwhile, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Wednesday that while much of the news out of Ukraine has dealt with the aftermath of the dam's destruction, they have, for the first time in several weeks, received news from the front.
The Deputy Minister of Defense confirmed that Ukrainian forces started to advance in certain area in Bakhmut direction. So we're talking about the area, not particularly the city of Bakhmut, because we look at it as Bakhmut direction. And Ms. Mahler confirmed that in some areas, Ukrainian forces managed to advance from 200 meters to over 1 kilometer.
This is VOA News. The war in Ukraine is at the top of British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's agenda as he starts a two-day trip to Washington Wednesday. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
The U.S. and the U.K. are the two biggest military donors to Ukraine, and the war will be the focus of Sunak's meeting on Thursday with President Joe Biden. Britain and the U.S. are lead players in an international effort to give Ukraine F-16 fighter jets, and talks are also likely to include extra air defense measures against Russian bombardment in Ukraine, the breaching of a major dam in southern Ukraine, which sent floodwaters gushing through the region, has given the subject added urgency. The trip's Sunak's first to the U.S. Capitol since he took office in October, but his fourth meeting with Biden in as many months. I'm Charles Deledesma.
In the United States, a pause on student loan payments is ending, and borrowers are hoping to find room in their budgets. The Associated Press's Ed Donahue reports.
Selena Chen-Thanubong earned a bachelor's degree in sociology from the University of California, Merced, in 2019.
I ended up having to take out about $25,000 in loans throughout my life, 4.5 years there.
The pause in student loan payments has been a lifeline for the 25-year-old. More than 40 million Americans, including Selena Chen-Thanubong, will be on the hook for federal student loan payments starting in late August under the terms of a debt ceiling deal approved by Congress last week.
Whether it's housing, food, car, hospital bills, so yeah, I really just have no idea how I'm going to navigate through it.
Her salary barely covers the cost of living in the San Francisco Bay Area. Without cancellation, the Education Department predicts borrowers will fall behind on their loans at historic rates. President Biden's plan to cancel some student loan debt is under review by the Supreme Court. I'm Ed Donahue.
Air quality alerts continue through parts of the United States caused by smoke from Canadian wildfires. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Parts of the northeastern U.S. look like a dystopian haze with smoky, acrid air prompting air quality warnings.
Those who are more sensitive to poor air quality really should limit their outdoor activities, especially the strenuous outdoor activities, and take measures to kind of stay indoors.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor also says the northerly winds are funneling the Canadian wildfire smoke as far as the Tennessee Valley.
Unhealthy to very unhealthy air quality levels, all the way from portions of the Carolinas northward through D.C., Philadelphia, New York.
He says until the fires are contained, any northerly wind will pull that smoke our way. I'm Julie Walker.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.